الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. درود شریف پڑھیں. اللهم صل على سيدنا. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah, in tonight's session, just to continue from where we left off, we were discussing the takhliq of samawatul arz, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. And after creating the heavens and the earth, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Insan, the first makhluk to be informed of that was the angels, the malaika. And the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the statement of it is recorded in His beautiful kalam, kalamullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. He said to the angels that I will create Hazrat Insan and will make Insan my Khalifa on earth. This is great honor given to Insan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala titles the human being with this honor of being the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look into this Arabic word Khalifa, what it means. Khalifa means to assume the position of someone or to succeed someone else. And to make it easy, let me present an example. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and his title was Khalifatu Rasul. Khalifatu Rasul. He was the Khalifa of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That does not mean, aliyazu billah, that part of Nabuwat was given to him or part of Risalat was given to him, no. The responsibility of Sharia was transferred. The responsibility of making sure the Quran and the Hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that responsibility was transferred to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. We also hear a term when the ulama speak, Salaf and Khalaf. Salaf and Khalaf. Salaf is the first three generations, the golden era, the best period, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba-i kiram, ajma'in, tabi'in and tabi'tabi'in. Generally, when the ulama refer to the salaf, it's the first three generations. And anything after the three generations is known as the khalaf, those that came after the khalaf. Salaf are those who came well before, close to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, or Hazrat Insan, and titles insan with the word khalifa, it has two meanings. The first meaning is that the responsibility that was given to Adam alayhi salam and his children to make sure that the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sharia is enforced and implemented on earth. That everyone should worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just today I was reading a book and it was talking about the past history and how the shaitan came to the Aztec Empire and how they would give human beings a sacrifice. And in 1 year, as many as 20,000 volunteers. How many volunteers? 20,000 volunteers. When they would run out of prisoners, the warriors themselves would present themselves to the priests and volunteer for human sacrifice. This was shaitan. And it was the teachings of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam that gave insaniyat the true guidance. That is why our ulama have mentioned that if it was not for Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, today the condition of insan would be such that we would be cannibals or even worse. We would be cannibals or even worse. Insan ko kha jata. This tasawwur that we have of what is halal and what is haram, this is the barakat of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the first para, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the knowledge of everything to Adam alayhi salam. Every verb, every noun, every adjective, everything was given to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And it is the barakat, the fuyuz of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, that today one human being has respect for his fellow human being. Otherwise we would be cannibals. Subhanallah al-Azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan his khalifa. This is one meaning. The second meaning of khalifa is also as mentioned by the mufassireen, that Allah said to the angels that I will place on earth mankind's generations after generations. The silsila of human beings, this cycle of human life is very different. One generation goes away, then the second generation comes, the second generation goes, the third generation comes. Subhanallah al-Azim. And to understand that clearly, if we look into the ayat before this ayat-i kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, that Allah has created insan and everything else that Allah has created is for insan. Everything else is for insan. Allah has created insan and everything else are khuddams, in servitude to humanity, subservient to insan. That is why the ulama say to prefer anything that is material before insan, it is haram, it is guna, it is wrong. Today, insan for dunya, for position, for name, fame, status, thousands and thousands of people are killed. And Allah is saying that insan is created. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam by his hands, and everything that else that is created is in service for insan. That is why in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it comes that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam once said to the companions that the honor of a mu'min, of a believer, is even greater than the Kaaba. Greater than the Kaaba. Those who have been to Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, and that beautiful site where people are doing tawaf of the house of Allah. And that manzar is the only manzar. You will not find that manzar anywhere else. It is as if though you are sitting in Jannah. When you sit in front of the roza, it is as if though you are sitting in Jannah. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is saying that the honor of a believer, of a Muslim, of a mu'min is greater than Khane Kaaba, the four walls of Kaaba. Subhanallah al-Azim. Angels said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, responded to Allah by saying, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِقُ الدِّمَا. O Allah, are you going to create a makhluk, a creation, which will cause havoc, corruption in this dunya, which will spill the blood of each other, they will kill each other. And to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the angels in a very convincing way. And billahi lazim, this can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said to them, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What I know, you know not. What I know, you know not. But jo mera ilm hai, uska ilm tumhare paas nahi hai. And how humble the malaika and the angels were. Subhanak, subhanak, subhanak. All of them started to cry out, glory be to you. Exalted is you, O Allah. Your maqam is such. Subhanallah, all glory to you. La ilma lana illa ma'allamtana. We have no knowledge except for the knowledge that you have given us, what you have taught us. Innaka antal alimul hakim. Subhanallah al-azim. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, from all the angels, this honor was given to Malakul Maut. It was given to Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut was strong in his nature, full of Jalal and Gussa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Malakul Maut, the ulama have mentioned that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created from a handful of dust. Handful of dust. Malakul Maut, what he did was, he picked up soil, earth, from the different parts of the earth. From the mountains, from the valleys. Different sections of the world. Some red in color, some black in color. Some white, very, very white. When I was in Zanzibar this year, subhanallah, when we talk about the sand being white in color, how do I go to Zanzibar? Not far from Zimbabwe, is it? Gee. White in color, and some sand is dark in color, brown, light brown. And everything was presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laid down in front of Him. And this is where you get some people who are soft-hearted, naram, bare naram. And you get some people who are very strong in their temperament, in their mizaj, very strong. This is the nature of earth. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. So that is why we have this variation in colors. That some of them are fair in complexion, very white. Some of them in the middle, jaise hum Asians, koi light to koi dark brown. And some very dark, very dark. And some even black in color. This is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum. Allah does not see the color of your skins. Allah is not interested in that. Wala ila amwalikum. Allah is not interested in your wealth. Walakin yanzuru ila kulubikum. What Allah is interested in is in your wealth, in your iman, the wealth of iman that is in the heart, your qulb, qalb. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create him. It is said that there are certain words in the Quran that Allah has described in the description of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the components of how insan was created. The first word in the Arabic language is turab, and turab is dust, mitti. Kya hai? Mitti. Sune, ghaur se sune. And the second word is teen, and teen is clay. Kya hai? Clay. Another word in the Quran is also teenil lazib, sticky clay. Kaisa? Sticky clay. Another word in the Quran Allah has used is hama'in masnoon, black smooth mud. Black smooth mud. Hama'in masnoon. And in another verse of the Quran Allah has mentioned salsalin kal fakhar, dry clay, that when you knock on that it has a sound. Subhanallah. And no human being in this world can give you this precise and perfect and most complete information with regards to the takhliq of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has created everything with water. When dust was put in front, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to the angels that mix this turab with water. And this turab, mitti, when water was mixed, it became clay. It became clay. So that was the second phase, min teen. And after that, when there was a lot of water, it became sticky clay. Pani zyada hota hai, to wo mitti kaise ho jati? Sticky ho jati. It became sticky clay. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, let the water decrease. Aur pani kuch kam ho jaye. And then it became hama'in masnoon, black, smooth clay. And when it became hama'im masnoon, from turab, it became teen. And from teen, it became teenil lazib. And from teenil lazib, it became hama'im masnoon, black, smooth clay or mud. And it was in that condition of hama'im masnoon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the body of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's body was molded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it to dry. And the last words that fits Adam alayhi salam's condition is salsalin kal fakhar. When the clay dries up, Allah says fakhar. Fakhar is like pottery. Pottery. Aapne pottery ki hai na? No. Pottery. So, when you knock on anything that is pottery, it makes a noise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, salsalin kal fakhar, became like dry clay, sounding noise came out from it. Now this is not in the hadith. The ulama have mentioned that Iblis had access to the heavens. When he saw Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, in that condition, that ruh was not even inside Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he came in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and he touched the stomach of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Usne mas kiya, touching it. And he noticed that there was a sound that came out from it, because the condition was of like dry clay, but it was hollow. The Mu'arrikheen said it was hollow. Dry clay but hollow. This is the description of Adam alayhi salam. Ruh had not entered. Ruh is a secret. A secret formula only Allah knows. Until today nobody has the knowledge. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. That is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stood in front of Adam alayhi salam and he said to Adam alayhi salam, Iblis, that if I am given power over you, then I will lead you astray. If I am given power over you, I will lead you astray. But if you are given power over that I will not obey you, I will disobey you, then isn't it our fundamental duty to disobey the shaitan? Shaitan to humara dushman hai, inna shaitan lakum aduvun fattakhiduhu aduwa. And he, when he touched Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, he said that I find this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be very, very weak as compared to the jinn. Now going back to the question when the angels said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will cause corruption and they will spill the blood of each other, how did the angels know that insan will cause corruption in this dunya? For Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was not even created. Hazrat Adam ki to paidaish bhi nahi hui. So how is it that the angels spoke out and they said that if you create this creation, insan, they will cause corruption. Kisi ke paas koi jawab hai? Any answers? Ji? No. Jinns. Who said jinns? Jazakallah. Before the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, this dunya was occupied by the jinns, in their millions. And the angels compared insan with the jinns, that jinns were given power and refuge on earth, and what did they do? They fought with each other. They were fighting, they killed each other, so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a group of angels, and Iblis was also one of them. And they pushed the jinns far away into the different islands of this dunya. That is why we get, Wallahu alam, I don't know the hakikat of the Bermuda Triangle, but they say that anything goes past that triangle, it disappears. There is a probability that that area is controlled by the jinns. So a lot of the islands that are there, remote in this world, that is where the real dwelling is of the jinns. This is where the malaika had pushed all the jinns. So they compared insan with the jinns. That if the jinns did the same thing, insan will also do the same thing. And to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What I know, you know not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu was salam and gave him a beautiful face. That is why the ulama have mentioned that to slap someone is not jais. To slap a human being on the face, it is not jais. Yes, if you're in jihad, it's something else. But generally to hit someone or strike someone on the face, that is why some of the ulama have mentioned that boxing as a sport is not jais. Boxing as a sport is not jais because the target is the face. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَةٍ. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with his hands. And remember, when I say hands, that means the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah hasn't got hands like we human beings have. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. It means the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith it is mentioned that Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in his own image. In his own image. A lot of the people make this mistake, and some of them who don't have knowledge, what they say is that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created with his own image. It means the image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allah is لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Insan has no power to understand the sifat and the qudrat, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in his own image. Allah gave him a beautiful face. This is the qudrat of Allah. And what it means that the biological process that we as human beings go through, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam did not go through that. Adam alayhi salatu was salam was not born, he was created. He did not stay in the womb of a female. So this is what Allah is saying. Khalaqallahu Adama ala suratin. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu was salam in his own image. As in Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created in the image of Adam. Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created in that adult form. In that adult form. Not like we as human beings, we go through this process. Embryo, fetus, then that you become an infant, and then you become a child, and then you become an adult. This is the cycle of insan. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam did not go through that. So this is the meaning of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main chahta hoon ki ye baatein isliye karun تاکہ ہمیں معلوم ہو جائے انبیاء علیہ السلام کا مقام اور انسان کی تخلیق کیسے ہوئی. This evolution theory and this modern understanding, الیاذ باللہ, it is all false. When they say that انسان was created by this chemical reaction. Chemical reaction. And all of a sudden, a single cell was produced, and after that single cell multiplied, and it multiplied, and it multiplied, until a human being was completed, a human being was made. So from a single chemical reaction, single cell, that splits, and then a human being was born. Subhanallah, this is all false. Why? In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Inshallah, we will continue with this topic in the next session. We have on a Friday Sheikh Ibrahim speaking, and on a Saturday I will speak on a different subject. We will continue with it perhaps on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, inshallah, if Allah wills. دعا کر لیں. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا الله ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما, ہمارے بولنے کو قبول فرما, ہمارے سننے کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے دے کہ ہم اس مہینے کی قدر کر لیں. یا اللہ اس مہینے کی ہم قدر کر لیں. یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ جتنے لوگ یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, یا اللہ تمام کو قبول کر لے. یا اللہ تمام کو قبول کر لے. یا اللہ تو بہانہ ڈھونڈنے والا ہے. یا اللہ ایک بہانہ مل جائے, انسان کی مغفرت ہو جاتی ہے. یا اللہ یہ پہلا عشرہ ہے. یا اللہ ہم دعا کرتے ہیں, یا اللہ تو ہماری مغفرت کر دے. یا اللہ تو ہماری مغفرت کر دے. ہم میں جو کوئی پریشان حال ہو, یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. بیمار ہو, یا اللہ ان کو شفا دے. جو بیمار ہو ان کو شفا دے. عزیز و اقارب میں سے یا اللہ جن کا انتقال ہو گیا, یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما, ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.